This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. For the cover of its Christmas album this year, the Windham Hill record label chose a particular picture, snow-covered trees and a wintry home. But then, the people at Windham realized that picture meant they had to include on the album a redo of this Christmas standard.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me.
But the picture decision had come late, and so the album producer, Don Atkinson, placed an emergency phone call.
She said, well, you have 5 days.
Composer and pianist Giovanna Imbesi, at her home, a loft and studio in L.A.'s Venice neighborhood, about 10 blocks from the beach, where it's never wintry. But this is where she works, where she thought about the song's wartime origins, about the soldiers dying in Iraq now. She'd been away on another project near San Francisco when she got that call. She came here to record her version of I'll Be Home on her treasured old Steinway Grand, which is where we sat to talk.
If only in my
So I started working on it in Northern California, and then I drove back here to L.A. and started doing the arrangement and going a few different directions with it, and that's how it started.
So that's a 6 or 7 hour drive.
Yes. A lot of time to sing the song over and over again.
That song's going through your head the whole way.
Pretty much, yeah, yeah.
And what are you hearing? Because everyone knows this song. And pretty much everyone knows a particular version of it. And what are you going to do to be fresh, be original?
The first thing is, what is the actual melody? Because when I was singing it, driving, you know, I was thinking, well, does it do this or does it do that? And, I mean, everyone has interpreted the song. Elvis recorded it. I wanted to hone in on what is the actual melody as it was written and start from there. And I wanted to do something a little bit dreamy. I'd been playing a lot of classical music at the time, a lot of Debussy and Ravel, and I wanted to do something kind of like that, that would be evocative visually.
You go through the song, and then there's this kind of flourish that you do, a lushness in there.
The last line, if only in my dreams. And that part I just chose to extend.
Thank you.
there's a lot of improvisation in that part. So this was partially notated, and then every time I would do a take, it was different. There's an improvisation in it. So that last part I wanted to kind of have be more open, and then it comes back to the opening snowfall kind of thing.
She finished the Christmas project at the end of July. That's when people work on Christmas albums. And as soon as it was done, she left town for another long series of projects, a trip that ended only last week when Giovanna came home for Christmas.
Home is an interesting question. I've been thinking about this a lot. I realized in my 3 months away, I've slept in 18 places. I counted the other night. Everywhere from a convent in Assisi to Burning Man. It's been a little adventure the last few months. So coming back home really did mean something, but I had been thinking about it quite a bit. Is it a building? Is it people, family, geography? So it's wonderful to be back and be back at this piano in particular.
Giovanna, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Alex.
Giovanna Imbesi performs I'll Be Home for Christmas on the new album by that name from Windham Hill. Pictures of Giovanna and her Steinway and links at our website, npr.org.